Class 6, Subject Geography, Chapter Representation of Geographical Features. As we all know that the planet Earth is very large in size, so it is not possible for us to see the whole of the planet in its actual shape and size. So for this, we make use of different types of models, maps, etc. to study about it. Now, have you ever seen an image of the Earth? So we'll see that it looks like a round ball, and this particular shape is called a geode. But later it was found that the planet Earth is not perfectly round in shape but is slightly flattened at the poles. And the best model of the Earth is called a globe. So what is a globe? If you follow page number 11 from your book, you will see a globe is defined as a three-dimensional scale model of the Earth or spheroid celestial body such as a planet, star or the moon. Now the word globe comes from the Latin word globus, which means round mass or sphere. Move on to page number 12, where we will be discussing about the various features of a globe. Now, what are the features? First, a globe shows the parallels of latitudes and the longitudes. Now, what are these latitudes and longitudes? The latitudes are the horizontal lines which we find on a globe or on a map, and the longitudes are the vertical ones. Second, the division of the Earth into four hemispheres is clearly visible on the globe. We have four hemispheres. What are they? Northern, southern, eastern and western hemispheres. Third, the shapes and sizes of the continents and oceans are also shown accurately on a globe. So all the continents that we find on the globe, be it South America, Australia or Asia, etc., are accurately depicted in the shape as we might find them on the real Earth surface. Last but not the least, the directions and distances are also represented correctly on a globe. So now that we have come to know that a globe is a model of the Earth in its true shape, it is very useful to us. But a globe has number of problems too. They are, number one, all globes are difficult to carry. There are certain globes which are huge in size, so it is not conducive for us to carry it to different places. Second, one cannot see the entire surface of the Earth at a glance on the globe. Whenever we are using a globe, be it in a classroom or at our homes to find out the location of various countries or cities, etc., we generally see a part of the entire planet Earth. So this is one problem. Third, detailed information about landforms, roads, railways, villages, etc. cannot be shown on a globe. With this, we move on to the next tool for studying the Earth's surface, which is a map. So what is a map? Map is a flat piece of paper on which a part of the Earth's surface or the whole of it is represented according to the scale. Therefore, a map can be defined as the flat symbolic representation of the Earth or a part of the Earth's surface which is drawn according to scale. Now you need to remember that the science of map making is known as cartography, and the ones who make these maps are known as cartographers.